closer.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Mick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to episode 157 of Pop Culture Connoisseurs. We're a gal and a gay. I am the gay, Mick.
And I'm the gal, cat, kitty, whatever you want to call me. Yeah.
He's going through an identity crisis.
Yeah. So I'm broadcasting from Cibolo, Texas.
And I'm from Kansas City. So
yeah,
we're covering two states now.
Two states.
I'm glad you're in Texas and I'm in Missouri because Texas is way bigger.
True. Well, that's true. Yeah, it's a big state. I don't know if I can cover it all by myself.
Right. And there are a lot of TV shows based in Texas. Unfortunately, there are a few based in Missouri that are not shot in Missouri.
Right, exactly. Well,
I don't know if you guys are watching Ozark. Ozark is based in the Ozarks in Missouri, but the show is actually not shot in Missouri.
Yeah.
They do some drones and aerial footage of the Ozarks, but it's not. And there's a new show called Kansas City, not shot in Kansas City.
Not shot in Kansas City, yep. Yeah. I know. So.
Anyway, just a little trivia there.
But that'll change sometime.
It will.
With the right people in office.
Right. That's all it takes. Because there are a lot of wrong people in office right now.
Uh-huh. That's right.
All right. So what did you watched a few things this week, didn't you?
So I've been watching a couple new shows on NBC with my dad. Manifest, which is this plane mysteriously disappears and like pops up 5 years later.
Oh, like Lost.
It's a little bit like Lost. I mean, the same concept, but there's a whole mystery about what happened. And now the people are starting to have like interesting, I wouldn't call them powers, but abilities. And they're all wondering what's happened to them. And so it's all a bit of it's all a mystery right now. So I actually don't hate it. It's a little cheesy. Like a lot of these shows are, but it was actually it's enjoyable. I've also been watching New Amsterdam, which is a new doctor drama on NBC. Not terrible either. So, again, a little cheesy. But I've enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
This week, I watched Murphy Brown, the second episode, which is really funny. Murphy goes undercover and gets into a press briefing by Sarah Sanders.
Oh, really?
There's some camera trickery, and it's good. It's very good. Whether no matter what side you're on, it's just enjoyable, and it's just like the old Murphy Brown show, which I really appreciate, with some new characters and her son. Oh my God, he is so hot.
Oh, is he really? Well,
oh my goodness. I'm looking up his name right now, but he fits so well with the rest of the cast, because the other cast, I mean, they've been together for years. And
she had her son on the original show, right? Like they're right. Yeah.
Yep. And that's what she ended up becoming kind of fodder for the Republican Party back then. So because Dan Quayle mentioned Murphy Brown saying something about how, you know, she's a terrible role model because she's a single mother who chose.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so they're really poking at the White House, and the White House so far, they've not taken the bait. So.
Well, you know, I think of all the times to bring back Murphy Brown, this is probably a good time to, since there is so much animosity between the press and the president. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's good.
What else? And I started watching Star Wars Resistance. And it's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty good. It's definitely different. The animation style is more anime than Clone Wars or...
And is that on Netflix?
It's not on Netflix. I've been watching it through YouTube TV.
Oh, okay.
Because it's on the Disney Channel.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's... Yeah, it's good. I like the characters. Poe Dameron is in it, and Oscar Isaac is actually voicing it.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
As well as Captain Phasma is a part of it. And Gwendolyn Christie is also reprising her voice for
the okay. character. So when is this part of the canon, or is this a completely different story? So it is?
No, it's definitely part of the canon.
Okay.
It is set 6 months before The Force Awakens.
Okay. Got it.
So it's kind of like there's a hint that they know that the First Order is up to something and they're doing something, but they're now trying to figure out what that is.
Okay, cool. Got it.
All new characters, and apparently they plan on it going past where The Force Awakens was. So,
oh.
Yeah. So that's where it kind of fits in the canon.
Okay.
So, and what else? I think that was, and of course, American Horror Story.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh my gosh. And so you watched it the next day. I watched it a lot.
I know. Yeah, I had to watch it the next day because I was staying with my sister and her husband. They don't watch it. But anyway, yes, it was very good. So much fun. And I didn't realize they were going to tie in some hotel into this season as well. So
right.
I'm glad that they did. I didn't finish watching Hotel. I didn't watch all of it. So now I might just go watch it just for that.
Just for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was really expecting that, but yeah. Oh my gosh. And I remember reading something about what you need to go going into this season. And they had mentioned how Queenie had been killed in Hotel. And so it kind of, obviously with this episode, it definitely picks up what happened to her character and how they were able to bring her into the fold.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, we learned a little bit more about Billy Lord's character and what her role in all this. So, yeah, it was really, and then they're bringing in the warlocks and everything, and
mm-hmm.
It was just really good. It was really great to finally see some of that, some of the witches stuff, and
It definitely makes me. It makes me want another season just with the witches and the warlocks.
I know. Me too. Me too.
That part is so interesting, and the characters are so, and the warlocks are so, like, all of them are just like the witches. They are They are very different. They all have their own powers, and they all have really good chemistry. I really liked the warlocks really gelled for me. Like,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Like, this is our first introduction into them, and I already want to just watch a season just
about them. Yes. They were there. Yes. Let's write a letter to Ryan Murphy right now. Please, Ryan. Please.
Well, because he listens to what we have to say.
Well, obviously. Yeah. He's our biggest fan.
Right. But no, I thought overall it was one of the strongest episodes that I have seen of American Horror Story in a few seasons.
And I have to say, this is one of the best seasons, I think, in a while, for me at least. So I'm excited to see where it goes and what happens. So,
and who Billy Lord's character actually is.
Right. Exactly.
There was a lot of speculation going into this recent episode that it was Zoe's character or Jessica Lange's character. Well, after this episode, we know it's not one of them trapped in her body because Mallory was actually a witch studying at the witch what is it? Robichaux's? What is it? Madame Robichaux's?
Yeah, I think you're right. The school that they run, the witch school that they run. So, and the warlocks have their own school for boys, and there's this whole hierarchy, you know, and that men just don't. Men don't have the biology to be supreme. It's just so funny.
I love it. And well, let's be honest. They're dumb. They're dumb right. Because they cannot see past the fact because they want a supreme, their own supreme so bad that they are not paying attention to all the signs that are there.
Right.
He's the Antichrist.
Right. Yes. Well, yeah, Cheyenne Jackson's character is like, guys, there's something off. Like, yep. We can't do this. But yeah, because there's never been a male supreme, they're pushing for him to be the supreme so they can be on top. And so, thanks a lot, warlocks. Obviously, you're just training the Antichrist.
Right. And it kind of leads me to the thinking that what's about to happen, because we're now flashback.
Right.
What's going on right now will cause the apocalypse.
Right. And and the flashback's like 3 years before the end of the world, I think, right, they said. So, I just wonder if, because right now Michael is acting like he doesn't know who he is, or I think he does, because Kathy Bates' character, the actual her, you know, like she's a Satan worshiper, apparently, and so she's raising him. So I think he's just playing games, maybe to learn, get stronger with his abilities, or to craft a way to kill all the witches and warlocks together. So
he knows
what a threat they are. So yeah.
Well, then you have to wonder, which we'll learn in episode 6 when we go back to Murder House.
Right.
What happened to Jessica Lange's character?
Right. Exactly. So that's going to be interesting.
She's not around, and it seems like he wasn't with her as long as maybe we all had expected, because just with this flashback in this last one, he was with Kathy Bates' character.
Right, exactly. And it's really fun to see the different powers that they all have. I always just love that. So some of that stuff is really cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it's so enjoyable. I'm so glad they're doing the season. I can't wait to see where it goes. So
I wonder who Leslie Grossman's character is going to end up being.
I know.
She is awesome.
She is awesome. Was it hers? I can't remember. One of them, one of their ancestors dates back to the Salem witch trials.
Well, I think it's hers.
Was it with Leslie Grossman's? Grossman's?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what I thought. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they all play into it. And Adina Porter's character too. She's a witch, but she sounds like she doesn't want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
there for a second, I thought she was going to be Angela Bassett's character.
Yeah, I know, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll see.
But I was kind of hoping that she wasn't, because like, oh, just it has to be a black girl's body for, you know.
Right, I know.
But that's not the case.
I wonder if they're going to bring back Misty Day at all.
They are. She's in it.
That's what I thought so.
Misty Day and Stevie Nicks as well. So those are the other two we haven't seen. I thought that's who he was going to get the first time.
I thought so too.
Yeah. But Cordelia didn't mention... Oh, she did mention Misty. But she didn't mention Madison. So that's why I was like...
Yeah.
How did he know to get Madison? So there might have been a scene cut or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, yeah, she specifically mentioned Misty.
Yeah, she did. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. But anyway. So I'm definitely looking forward to the next episode. And it seems like from the previews for the next episode, we're not getting back to present day.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that way.
They're still working on filling us in on what has happened that led to the apocalypse.
Yeah.
But it's just fantastic to see these characters back, and I want more.
I want more too. Yes, exactly. So it's so enjoyable.
Also, we should talk a little bit about The Walking Dead. We kind of have given up on it the last season.
Yeah. So we're recording this on the Sunday that it premieres. So it premieres really, I think it's on right now as we're recording. So, but yeah, so we both gave up on it.
Mm-hmm. As a lot of fans did.
A lot of fans did. I think after so many seasons of the same stuff, we just kind of, we were done with it. But there's an article on EW, a review there on Entertainment Weekly, who said, you know, if you gave up on The Walking Dead, you should try it again this year. Go back to it. Because they say it's supposed to be, there's a new showrunner. Hold on, let me pull it up because I can't.
Well, and it's funny because they're talking about the new showrunner, and the old showrunner was the guy who writes The Walking Dead, who produces the actual comic book. Yes. So you think that he would be better as the showrunner, but clearly that has not been the case.
Yeah, so this article by Patrick Gomez, it's sort of a review of the season 9 premiere. He says, you know, there's a new vibe. It has more humor, more classic George Romero scares. There's some new cast members, and there's a time jump. So he said it's all shot a little differently than in years past. So, yeah, and with it being Andrew Lincoln's last season, too. So he says it's not he says give it a try because it's a little different. So and there's a little more hope, I guess, right now. Yeah, so I am going to watch it because my dad still watches it and I currently live with my father, for the time being. So, I'm definitely going to watch it and I'll let you know what I think.
Yeah. So. I'm going to try and pick it up too. We'll get to this in a second. What else I'm going to watch, that I'm recording tonight, but so it's interesting that this is Andrew Lincoln's apparently last season with The Walking Dead. So we have to assume that he is going to die in some fashion.
Right.
Unless they ship him off someplace. Mm-hmm. But I don't see that happening. Yeah. But we do know that Lauren Conrad, she will come back next season, but she has a limited time this season.
Yes.
Because she's also on another TV show and doing a couple other projects. So she will be leaving this season, but she will be coming back the following season. So that is curious as well.
I just, given that it's Andrew Lincoln's last season, season 9, I just don't know if the show can go on without Andrew Lincoln. I mean, right. I don't know, you know? Well,
the show is built around, mm-hmm. I mean, The Walking Dead in general was built around Rick Grimes. That's his story.
Right.
We're also watching the stories of other supporting characters, but the main character at the center of this is Rick Grimes, not Carl. I mean, Carl passed away last season, but it's still Rick's story.
Right. So
I don't know how you switch it because it has been hit from basically his point of view, sort of.
Right.
To now someone new, like.
I don't know.
And Norman Reedus has said it's not him. The person to take over is not him. And I don't think Daryl is a character who should be the leader.
Right, be the leader now. Well, I wonder if maybe it's Michonne.
Maybe.
Anna, Kiera, or Carol. Yeah, they're both strong characters. So.
Again, those characters work so well as supporting characters.
Right, exactly. Not
as lead characters.
Yeah.
So I don't. And so I think the obvious would be, oh, it's Lauren. It's
right.
Maggie. Well, now Maggie's leaving too. So
right.
Really, The Walking Dead, this should have been your final season.
Right. This should have been your final. Agreed. It should have been. And maybe.
Because we know they're doing other spinoffs, not just Fear the Walking Dead. They're doing other. So this is your main timeline. But then when you get rid of that character and you don't really have a character that's strong enough to replace him. And if they need to be on the show already.
Yeah.
You can't just.
Yeah. Yeah. You cannot bring in a new person and expect them to take over that spot. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll surprise us all and be like, surprise, this is the last season.
I mean, yeah, maybe. It's
possible when the show dies with Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I would be fine with that, honestly. So, but who knows?
Okay, so Walking Dead, where it's back on our watch list. But
it's on a probationary period. I'm going to watch this episode. We'll see. Right. We'll see.
That's true. Because American Horror Story is way above
right,
all of
it. Right. Exactly. We should talk about Scott Wilson real quick.
Oh.
Yeah. Who played Herschel Green on The Walking Dead for several seasons. He passed away this weekend after a battle of leukemia. So it's really sad. I really liked him as an actor. And I mean, Herschel was always one of my favorite characters. And it was truly shocking when his character died. So,
yeah.
It's just sad. So,
yeah, he was 76, and they made the announcement actually during a Walking Dead panel
at New York Comic Con. And I was reading Chris Hardwick's, he put a message on Instagram about how they pre taped that tonight's episode of The Talking Dead, which will air after. He said they pre-taped it this weekend, so if you don't see them mentioning Herschel Green or Scott Wilson, that's because. But I'm sure they will probably fit in some sort of tribute to him in there in some form or fashion. So, yeah.
Isn't Talking Dead?
Yeah. Dave? Yeah, usually, but I think they pre-taped it this weekend. I think it was probably because of New York Comic Con. I think they just pre-taped it because of that, but also it might be because of all the Hardwick stuff, who knows, but
your season premiere is not going to be live from a producing standpoint.
Right.
This is going to be your biggest audience of the season.
Yeah.
Except for Rick's final episode.
Yeah.
Because they're promoting it heavily.
Yeah, I know. They have. Right. Yeah, I don't know, but apparently they pre-taped some stuff, so there we go.
Yeah. Okay, so also the one show that I've tried to watch for a number of years, Doctor Who.
I have
tried my hardest.
I haven't watched it, and I keep meaning to.
I've tried, and the thing is, I think what the mistake I made was I went back to the very beginning.
Yeah, that's... That's an impossible task.
And it was rough.
Yeah.
And obviously they're known for being a little bit more lower budget sci-fi. But even back then I was like, oh, and it was like 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And so obviously it's changed a little bit now. So I tried and I couldn't get into it, and I tried again, and people who are big fans of Doctor Who, they've always told me, just start with when a new doctor comes.
Uh-huh.
So, and obviously this year there's a lot of focus on the new doctor, Jodie Whittaker, who is the first female doctor. So here I go again. I'm going to try my hardest because I have this is like geekdom, and
I know.
And if I can't understand Doctor Who,
I know. I know. You're right.
So this has to be. I mean, this is it. But here's another thing. So I was just looking at tonight's episode, an hour and a half. These British shows,
I know,
kill me. Like there are
probably like five episodes or something. It's not going to be a long series, but still, yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's like Sherlock. I couldn't get through Sherlock because they were an hour and a half.
Because it's like watching a movie every time.
Downton Abbey. I'm like, come on. Really? I couldn't get through the Christmas episode.
Right.
I love Christmas.
We Americans have very short attention span. We cannot sit and watch a show for an hour and a half.
No.
No.
Movies should not be longer than an hour and a half.
I agree.
Yeah. Not even Star Wars.
Yeah, I know.
Split them into two movies, which they still might with this new one, but whatever.
Well.
That's another story for another
time. That's right. Well, let me know how it is, because I do want to, I know, I keep meaning to watch it, because we have so many friends who are.
Doesn't your dad watch it?
Maybe. I don't know. I need to ask him.
Hmm.
I don't think he watches. I don't know. My dad watches a lot of stuff, so.
No.
I've watched a lot of shows that I wouldn't typically have watched, like Blue Bloods and, and like this one called FBI that's on CBS.
Of course on CBS. Of course.
It is. Yeah. It's not terrible. I mean, it's actually enjoyed it, but it's just one of those, you know,
CBS FBI.
Shows. Yeah.
How original, CBS.
Right.
How original. FBI. Well, oh, my gosh.
They still get the ratings, so they're doing something right, I guess.
That's funny.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. So I think that pretty much does it for us this time.
Yeah, I think that's what we have to talk about right now. So
our next podcast obviously will be a lot more American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. And then I'll start sharing a few more clips from some of the interviews I did from Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
I've saved them. I'm going back through them and we'll play some of them next time. From The Gifted to Midnight Texas.
Oh yeah, and that starts soon, doesn't it? Midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it starts Halloween, I think.
Oh great, okay.
Very appropriate.
Yeah, agreed.
But the cast was a lot of fun, and there was a little flirting.
Oh.
The cast members. So that's a story that we'll talk about later. And then what else? Yeah, so there were a lot of fun interviews, but there was definitely one that was very fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they let me put the mic on them. So.
Well, they're used to it, so.
Oh, they. Yeah. Didn't want to do it themselves, and it was whatever. So, not like that's never happened before.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But anyway, but it was fun. And then, of course, we will, when I promise, and we talked about this in the last podcast, I promise we will play some of the Sharknado.
Oh, yes, yes, please.
Panel.
I need to hear it. Yes.
Because Tara Reid. And I'll post some video of it too. I've been holding off on it because it's unbelievable how dumb she is. And it's like, is it an act? I don't think it is. And if it is, why? Why do you have to?
I don't want to be mean about poor Tara Reid. But I do want to see this.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so you have some homework. You need to see A Star Is Born so we can talk a little bit more about
it. I know.
And I need to see Venom.
Yeah.
I missed the screening because I didn't really see it.
Yeah.
And then it made $80 million this weekend. And
apparently broke a October box office record, so.
Let's be honest, October, there really
aren't. There's no movies, so yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So
I'm reading this article about it, but the previously, like the last record, the second highest ever grossing film in October was The Martian in 2015. So.
Oh, and that was good. That was very good.
Yeah, it was very good. So anyway, so.
All right. Well, guys, please. Join in on our conversation. We would love to hear your thoughts on some of the shows and tell us what you're watching because I love seeing those posts sometimes on Facebook, like, hey, give me a suggestion on some shows. And then
yes.
Because sometimes it's very difficult to find shows on Netflix. And I hate the Hulu interface.
I do too.
Anything. I can't find anything. And it feels like we only have 12 shows for each, or 12 movies.
Right. I agree. I don't like it either because I'm like, I just want to watch the shows that I watch. I just want the shows that I watch on there.
Yeah.
And it's still, I agree. It's just not as easy as Netflix is. No. So yeah. And I always like to hear suggestions too. So
yeah.
But yeah, let us know what you're watching. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at @agalandagay. You can also email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. We also have a website, agalandagaypodcast.com. So yeah, there's lots of ways for you to reach out to us and say hello and all that good stuff. So please do.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Until next time.
Okay, bye.